Hey y'all, welcome to the Kingdom Tea, where we speak the truth
with a capital T.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Angelica, I'm your host.
I'm LaShonda.
And I'm Kadesha.
Like that.
All right, and today's topic, we are discussing who is Jesus. And so we want to first start off by sharing our testimonies on how we came to know Christ and how he has been a blessing in our lives, and how you all that are listening to us right now can maybe identify how Jesus could be beneficial in your life if he's not already. Mm-hmm. All right. So, who would like to start?
I'll start off. Well, I basically grew up in a Christian household, so we went to church every Sunday. It was not out of the norm to, of course, go to church. But I feel like it wasn't until I became an adult that I actually developed my own relationship with the Lord. And unfortunately, it was after a breakup that I really just not necessarily a breakup. I was in a relationship with someone and we were on the rocks. And so we were going into a breakup. But I was just like, Lord, enough is enough. And I just did not know what to do. So, like I said, unfortunately, I was in fornication. And I was doing things that I should not have been doing. And the Lord dealt with me on that. And I was just like, okay, where do I go from here? Because I really allowed that relationship to define who I was. Mm-hmm. And so it was just getting back to who I was as a daughter of Christ. And as I went to church, I went to a new place. I actually moved from where I was. And when I came here, I started going to this church where it was totally different from what I was used to. And I said, oh my goodness, I love this. And the more I started going there, the more I just wanted to read my Bible and just know Jesus for myself.
And that's where you met me, girl. Okay.
Yeah, friends are along the way, which of course that's another whole topic that we'll have to discuss. But that is just really the basis of how my relationship with Jesus started. Of course, there's more to it, but it was just because of a bad relationship that I really wanted to know Christ for myself.
Amen.
Yeah. No, I think that's really good. Because I think, like, I've been a Christian for a while, too. I've been a Christian my whole life. And for me, salvation is an interesting concept. Like, loving Jesus is important. It's something, like, even how the Bible speaks about, you have to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling, right? And so it's a daily, like, commitment to know the Lord, too, right? And I think for me, honestly, I've been saved for as long as I can remember. Like, I remember being a little kid in the church, in the pew all the time. My parents dragged me to the church, you know. I wasn't a PK, a pastor's kid, but I was, like, the next closest thing, you know. Yeah. And so it was, like, I was there all the time because it was what my family did, you know. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, like, I thought my family's faith was my faith.
Yeah.
And it was only really after when I went off to college, because I went to university out of state and I was really far from my family. And so at that time it was like, okay, my family's faith, my parents' faith can't sustain me anymore. Now I'm going to have to figure out what I believe for myself. And I was challenged like in my first year or two of being in college, because, you know, you go off to college and it's a different world out there. Like people are drunk and doing crazy stuff and partying and all this kind of stuff, and you get tempted, I think. And so having known the Lord and known what my parents instilled in me, it was like, okay, am I gonna believe like what I've known, or am I gonna turn to something else? And so that was kind of like a walk that I had to go through when I was in university, and I finally made the decision, like, no, I believe this for myself and I accept Jesus for myself. And I think that's when I also, when I was older, that I truly became saved, because that's how even the Bible talks about it. Like, you raise up a child in the way that they go, so they won't depart from it when they're older. Yeah. So I did not depart. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. So I will piggyback off of what both of you ladies said. I grew up going to a Kojic church. So it was like, okay, you went to church Wednesdays, Fridays, sometimes Saturdays, and of course, two services on Sundays. I was in the children's church, I was in children's choir, but at that time, it was just kind of like just routine. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what I was doing or what I was getting myself into. I knew everybody was, you know, there to praise the Lord, but I didn't know that for myself. You know, I was a kid, so I just did it because I was told to do it. Mm-hmm. And so, like you guys, I didn't really know him until I became an adult and lost my dad tragically. And for a while, I kind of rebelled. You know, a little bit. I was kind of out there partying, doing crazy stuff. And I was really, like, I was angry because of how my dad was taken away. But just like that little, you know, rubber band, you go so far and then he, you know, snaps you right back. And so I came to realization that I needed a savior. Mm-hmm. And the road I was going down was not going to go anywhere that I would, you know, have wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And so I surrendered to Christ in my aunt and my uncle's house. And they prayed over me because my uncle's, he's not necessarily a pastor. He's like a deacon. Mm-hmm. And so I surrendered right there in their living room. And ever since, I've been, you know, rocking with Christ. Mm-hmm. Ever since. And it's been a wonderful journey. You know, not that we all have our trials and tribulations we go through. Mm-hmm. But I cannot imagine my life or going through life without that covering, without that protection of Jesus. He's actually protected me from a lot of stuff that I will share in another podcast. It's too much to share right now.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Y'all, life has been lifing. But, yeah, the relationship that I have built with Jesus is nothing compared to what I know he's going to take me. And I am looking forward to the next chapter, the next level. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say, having a prayer life and having that intimacy with Christ is very beneficial to your day-to-day. And just staying true to him and like, okay, Lord, I'm leaning on you to lead me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I would say my relationship with Christ was formed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's interesting because we all have a similar story in mm-hmm. that we, when we were young, we learned about Christ. But maybe as we grew older and went through life, we came to know him at a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just true what the word says. It's like train them up. So it's very important that as parents or, you know, even just as, I would say, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, or whoever you're around, like you're truly teaching the word of God, because that's what's going to remain mm-hmm. at the end of the day, at the end of our lives. It's just like the word of God. So it's very important that we're, like you said, it's a daily journey. So it's just like mm-hmm. making sure that we're doing the things that we need to do in order to live this life, because mm-hmm. it gets hard, it gets rough. But when we go back to the word and realize like, okay, yeah, Jesus has basically went through everything or has faced everything that I'll ever have to face in this life. So let me not get, you know, too worried or roughed up about this current situation that I'm in mm-hmm. because Jesus, you know, he's here for me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like you said, he is definitely our provider and our protector. He gives us provision. He also gives us warnings before things to come. Mm-hmm. And one thing I have really learned to pay attention to is like the little unction I get from the Holy Spirit to do something. And sometimes you may like, you be like, I don't know where this came from. And like, mm-hmm. of course, you know, it came from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I know some people said, a thought came to me or something told me. No, it's mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit. Let's be mm-hmm. real.
Let's be real.
And you think like, okay, I woke up one morning, you know, had a really strange feeling in my belly. And I'm like, what is this about? So I was like, okay, little still voice said, okay, I need you to put really pay attention to the signs and the wonders that I'm giving you so that you will go into, you know, the right direction. And so having that knowledge, it really leads you to make sure that you are going in the right direction that God has for you. And you're like, okay, well, I did this. And I'm like, okay, or you listen to the Holy Spirit, or did you ignore the signs that he mm-hmm. has given mm-hmm. you? So I urge anyone listening to this to make sure that you are in a place where you can listen to God and listen to his word. It's definitely keep you from, wouldn't say all hardships, but it will definitely protect you while you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll cover you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that is so true. That is so true.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's a good point, LaShonda, because that kind of just goes back into what I was saying as far as fear and trembling, like with the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Actually, it's interesting because the scripture also says that you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Like when you, in my mind, that means when you don't do what he wants you to do, because he always wants you to do what's best for you, you know? And so it hurts him, like, if we're not listening and we're not tuned in to what he's saying, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, he wants us to move, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to move. And I think that's part of salvation, too, is working that out, like I said, with fear and trembling, is not just the faith or the mustard seed, but also like acting on it and doing it. I don't know about you ladies, but can we be real? Sometimes it is so hard to listen to what anybody tells you to do, right? Yeah, much less the Holy Spirit, like, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and to speak on that, we also have to know, because you know we're all unique and we have different, you know, unique ways we talk and communicate. We have to know and understand, and I think that's why we really make sure that you have a relationship to know how and when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, because he all speaks to us differently. Because some of us are hard-headed, other than like, girl, I done told you. Mm-hmm. It may not necessarily be that audible voice, but it'll definitely be something that you know, okay, this is definitely the Holy Spirit speaking to me in this moment. And I think sometimes we're too busy trying to talk that we don't take the time to actually listen to when he's speaking to us. And we're also too busy. Mm-hmm. We're doing other things where I can speak for myself. watching TV, I'm like, girl, turn the TV off. And I'm like, okay, right. So I can have that time to listen. And I'm like, well, Lord, I was trying to talk to you. No, you weren't. You were doing other things. Mm. So making sure that you actually really take the time out of your day to really listen to the Holy Spirit, and then it'll start becoming more, you know, I guess known. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. You'll start picking up on it a lot quicker mm-hmm. and more often. So you won't have to wonder, is this the Holy Spirit or is this something else?
Yeah, that's really good because, of course, we wouldn't know. I guess I want to kind of get back to how do you know that it's the Lord? And the only way we would know it's the Lord speaking is by reading his word. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, okay, well, I have to read the word so I can know the characteristics of God. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord says, my sheep know my voice. Mm-hmm. And so the only way I'm going to know his voice is by reading what he's already told us in his word. So that's another thing, like you were saying, if I'm constantly watching TV, I'm letting something else have my ears, have my heart, then I will get confused. You know, I would think like, oh, maybe this or maybe that. And it's just like, well, if you're reading your word, you know, no, that's something else. That's my flesh talking. Mm-hmm. That's not the Lord. But if I hear this, like, oh, no, that's definitely God. And like you said, if the more I listen to it, the more known it will become. It's just like, but the more I also ignore it, the less I'll be able to hear it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we do read the word of God. That's more so That's the most important. That's the most important. Yeah, that's the basics. Yeah, when you really get to it, it's just like we have to read the word. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I keep saying that, but seriously, we're so distracted by so many other things that we don't realize that we're basically ignoring the word of God because we're allowing something else to have our ears. Mm. So we have to get back to reading our word if we truly want to know that it's the Lord speaking to us. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. I feel like we're so distracted in this world with,
yes.
And no offense to social media, because social media definitely has its benefits, but I feel like sometimes they have a stronghold over us. And so we learn, like, to put those things away and really tune into mm-hmm. what God has for us. Because it could be beneficial for a situation that may not even came to pass yet, but he may be getting you in preparation for. Or something may you may be dealing with, and you're like, Lord, how am I supposed to deal with this? Well, you're too busy idolizing yourself with other stuff because you're maybe trying to... maybe suppress it, or you know, I'm gonna put this away because I really don't want to think about it. But no, God really wants you to deal with that thing so that He can build you up for you know something else. Because nothing that we go through is to harm us, is to you know benefit us mm-hmm. and benefit the kingdom so that we can be a witness to someone else that may go through it later. And you know, like, you know what? Well, let me tell you what the Lord brought me through. And so, listen, making sure that we are paying attention to those things so we are not distracted because I feel like that is definitely a scheme of the enemy to keep us distracted, to keep us from the things of God for and ultimately destroy us.
Okay. So here's what I want to ask y'all, because we are all Christian and we grew up in the church, but there are so many people out there who didn't. And so I want to know what y'all think about that and like how, like what do we need to have to be that light, you know, and to help other people want Jesus? Because I'm like, in the world today, it don't seem like people really want Jesus, you know?
We definitely have to have a presence, you know, something about us that makes people like, oh, she's different, or you know, she's unique, she's not like these other people. And I even think about like the people that I work with, you know, as an educator, I deal with different walks of life all day, every day. People from different religions, people from different backgrounds and ideologies and so on and so forth. And so even with that, I try to make sure that I'm standing out in a way that people recognize that, oh, she's not of the world. She's in the world, but she's not of the world. And I actually come across a couple of my coworkers who said, there's something different when I walk into your room. There's like this presence, like this calming presence, and I can't make out what it is. I like, girl, it's all Jesus. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. And so they're like, that's very reassuring because you don't see that every day. And like, we can tell that like in your demeanor and just the interactions that we have with you.
Right.
And so I think just having that, for one, is definitely going to make people be like, oh, you know, there's something I need to, you know, pick up on. Like, different is different. It's not, like, it's not the same. It's not common. And so when someone sees something that's different, they automatically kind of piques their interest a little bit.
It's uncommon.
So,
yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, basically, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
It's a presence that you have to have. So it's more so, what are you doing in the dark? And it's not about what we're doing when we get out in front of people. It's like, what am I doing when nobody can see me? And that's really what's going to radiate when you step out in front of everybody. And it makes me think about David and Goliath. Because if David was not killing bears and lions. What would he would have done when he got to Goliath? He would have been scared. He would have been not known what to do.
That's true.
And so it's just like we have to make sure that we're doing what we need to do when nobody's around. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to pique interest because, and it kind of sounds like bragging, but not really. I'm not trying to brag, but I went to a church. I visited a church, and I don't know if the person was making up something or what, but when I walked in, she was like, I see the Holy Spirit on you. She's like, I see the Spirit on you. And I've never met this lady in my life. It's my first time going to that church. And I was just like, Lord, you know, and I had prayed before I went because I want to, of course, if I'm going somewhere different, but I need to pray, of course, every day. But mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere different. I'm like, Lord, protect me from this. And, you know, why are you calling me there? And I want to be used by you. Mm-hmm. And so it's more so like we were saying, it's what we're doing in the dark and what we're doing when nobody's looking. So when that person see you, they're like, oh, yeah, she's different. And I want to know why she's different. Why does she smile at me? Why does she say thank you? Why does she say, mm-hmm. you know, whatever? And it's because I'm doing something in the dark when no one's looking. I'm speaking to Jesus. I'm having a relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's making me different. Because I feel like nowadays we're more so fitting in with the world, trying to be worldly friendly. And it's like, that's not going to pique anybody's interest. Right. They're like, oh, you're just like me. Right. You're doing just like me. Why would I want what you have? And that's the real question. It's just like, what am I doing to be different? Mm-hmm. And more so, we're doing things to fit in, which... Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't lead anybody to anywhere.
Right. Because, you know? And that's even what the Bible says, right? Is that we're of the world or we're in the world.
Well, we're not.
Mm-hmm. We're in the world, but we're not of it.
Yeah.
And we're meant to be a light in the world. Mm-hmm. No, I like that, ladies. I think that's important. I think that speaks to what you're saying, too. Like, even with David and Goliath, it's like he had to work his way into that. And I think that's what other people don't understand. Like, they're like, how do you get to this point, right, where you're in front of people or you're in a elevated position? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just that you just, you know, snap of the fingers and you got there.
Right.
There's so many things that you did leading up to that to actually elevate you and push you into that place.
Yeah.
And so even for me, like, because y'all know I like to sing. Mm-hmm. When I'm doing my worship, and if I'm doing worship and I'm singing in front of a crowd, what I have to do and what I do, regardless of the situation, but especially when you're getting in front of people and you're being on a platform, it's like you have to like be in it. You have to be in your word. You have to be looking into what the word says about you, you know, the scripture says about you. And you, like you say, you got to have that light that you're cultivating. Mm-hmm. Even in, you know, even behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And people do. They notice it. They notice the difference. Like, when you're, you know, living it mm-hmm. versus when you're not.
Yeah.
So that's a fact.
Yeah, we have to be walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. Yeah, because it's so easy to say, you know, do this or do that. But it's mm-hmm. just like, are you actually living that? Are mm-hmm. you, you know, and that's why a lot of people don't like fake. People are turning away from church because of hypocrisy. It's like we say one thing and we do something else. So right. it's just like, okay, how can I make sure that my walk is you know, basically correlating with my talk and, uh-huh. you know, and it goes back to what we're doing in the dark.
Right. And ultimately God is going to hold us responsible for, you know, the things that we put out and the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we wear, things mm-hmm. that we ultimately listen to, because that's going to affect our walk as well, whether mm-hmm. we realize it or not. So we just have to be careful and be mindful that we are Christ representatives mm-hmm. No matter where we go and who we're associating with. And another thing is we don't know who we're responsible for being mentors to. Yeah. And so we all have a circle of influence. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that makes me want to walk a little bit different, talk a little bit different. And I'm in front of children every single day. And so it's like, oh my gosh, they're like little sponges. They pick up on every little thing that you do, everything you look and say. And mm-hmm. so I'm be accountable for their actions mm-hmm. while they're in my presence. Mm-hmm. more so, I'm not going to say more so than their parents, but I see them a lot longer than their parents do on a day-to-day basis. And not just even in a school, just anywhere you go, you just have to be mindful of the light that you carry. And we shouldn't take that lightly. Yeah. We should always be mindful of our perception. And you know, people are like, well, I really don't care what people think about you. At the end, beginning, middle, end of the day, yes, you do. Everyone does. Otherwise, some people wouldn't do the things that they do. Entertainers wouldn't be entertainers that they didn't care about. Mm-hmm. You know, being in the world or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's like you're going to care about what someone thinks. It's just a matter of who.
That's true.
Do you care about? Like, who is it that you care about? What they're thinking about you? Mm-hmm. Because that's another thing that I've learned in my time and in my walk with God is like, and I'm still working on, is not focusing so much on pleasing others. Mm-hmm. Even though we want to be kind and we want to love others.
Yeah.
But really, at the end of the day, our goal as Christians is meant to please God. And learning to walk that out. Because if you're pleasing God, you're going to be in line with the will for Him, and you're going to be able to help others and love on others, you know, even if you're not always just trying to bend over to please them all the time.
Yeah. That's true, too. Because if, like the Bible said, if we're lovers of the world, then we're enemies of God. And if we're, so I guess either way, you're going to just be disappointed in somebody. So I'd rather disappoint Ben than disappoint God. So, and people are going to pick apart things that you say and do no matter what. So just as long as you are making sure that you are staying in the will of God and doing what He tells you to do, then everything else is not really going to matter.
Yeah, that's really the answer to, you know, your question is basically obeying God. So it's like, if we're obeying God, like, that's going to make you look different than anybody else. It's going to make you look so different. And they're like, okay, we're wearing this. How come they're not wearing this? You know, we're talking like this. How come they're not talking like this? And it's because you're trying to please the Lord. You're not trying to please what everybody's doing. So you're not like a leaf in the wind. You're not blowing whichever way the world is blowing. And so people are going to notice that. Now, they may not always say it, but they're going to notice it, and they're going to be attracted to it, even from afar. So it's up to us. Like we were saying before, we have to be making sure that we're doing things in the dark. And not just worried about who's going to see us when we get to a certain place. It's like, no, what am I doing when it's just me and the Lord? Do I act like Jesus is beside me when I'm driving down the highway and someone's in my way? Do I act like that? It's like, you know, what am I doing? You know, what am I watching? What do I listen to? Last night, just a little confession. I was listening to some old songs. And I was just like, Lord, would you be pleased with this? And I was listening to the lyrics. I said, oh, let me turn this off. This is not good. And nobody's there, but, you know, nobody can convict me of it. It's just me and Jesus. But it was just like, okay, Lord, that is what I want. I want that conviction when nobody else is around. It's not that when someone's around and I'm like, oh, this person's going to think something of me, so let me turn it off. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm by myself. What is Jesus thinking of me?
What is Jesus thinking?
And Jesus is like, that person is talking real nasty. You need to turn that music off. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
I think that goes back to talking about being distracted and the, you know, the different things that you can put in your ear so that you're not listening to Jesus. And it's like, that's conviction for me, because it's like, there are some days where you come home, I come home, and I'm like, I don't want to listen to nothing but the television. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, no, this is real. Like, you got to have his voice louder than other people. And that's another thing. It's part of it is a sacrifice, you know? And being willing to put his voice above other voices, you know? And I'm like, that's why I think it's a daily thing. Because it's like, you can't, like, every day you got to choose that, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it comes, of course, like you said, sacrifice. Sometimes you might have to shut off the TV, shut off the social media. Sometimes you might have to shut off family and friends for a certain amount of time. And just really get into his, like you said, word. Sometimes you might have to fast in, you know, other, you know, different ways. And you just have to be mindful of that, like, okay, Lord, you're telling me to go on this fast, so I'm going to do it. And that's, you know, obedience in itself.
Obedience.
And so out of that comes direction, you know, whatever God has for you. So just being willing of living sacrifice to Christ will definitely put you on the right path. And help you build a closer relationship to him so that he can, you know, give you more teachings and sometimes even more responsibility, maybe try to take you to another level. So,
I think that's the fruit too that we're talking about. Like there should be that fruit in your life that you are walking with Jesus, you know?
Yes. There should be fruit.
Yeah. Like, patience. Long suffering, patience.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's one of the first things they taught us in Sunday school.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, those are the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, all the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah. I know we talk about it's easier said than done, but the Lord said he gives us the strength to do it. Yeah, so we can't, you know, of course, trying to do it in the flesh, it's not, it's never going to be easy to do it in the flesh. But if we take on the strength of the Lord, allow the Lord to strengthen us, then we'll be able to do anything. Because, you know, with him, you know, it's nothing impossible. So we just have to be reminded of that as we're walking through tough situations. Just like, Lord, you give me your strength to walk through this, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, just taking it back to my original question, part of why I was asking that was because I think that Christianity, I think that Jesus gets a bad rap, you know, in the world, as it should, because it's the world. Like, if you're in the world, you're not of God, you know? Yeah. But it's like, there's something that, as the body of Christ, we are meant to walk out so that the people who are called will hear, you know? And so doing that, like, the gospel is about Jesus. It's also about his body doing what he told us to do, you know? Because he's the head and we're the body, and we're meant to, like, walk that out in our daily lives. I think that's part of the gospel. Like, Jesus is everything, but he entrusted with his disciples, with us, you know, his kingdom to go into all the world, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that when we talk about going into the world and preaching the good news, like, it might be fire and brimstone, although a lot of people don't like fire and brimstone these days, but it's more than that. It's the walk that we're talking about, I think. The walk of faith and actually doing and abiding and reading his word and prioritizing his voice. Yeah. And that's how the gospel, that's how the truth is heard and displayed, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of gifts or faith, so he wants us to step out on faith. That's why he gives us these different gifts and, you know, unique, you know, abilities so that we can share his word. Some of it, sometimes it could be through some, you know, where some of us are preachers, some of us are teachers, some of us are apostles. Some are, you know, we have the gift of dreams, which we were going to talk about in another podcast, but we
stay
need
tuned.
To, but we just have to make sure that we, when God downloads these gifts within us, that we are, of course, prayerful about how to use those gifts so that we are not abusing, you know, the gifts that he grants us, and that we are actually stepping out on faith and using them for his kingdom. I'm speaking, you know, about, you know, my own little personal journey with that. And now I am in a season where I'm actually feeling like, okay, God is actually wanting me to step out on faith and use those skills in a way that's going to glorify him. And making sure that, because you don't know who's going to be directly impacted by your gifts. And if we don't utilize that, I feel like that is like a slap in God's face in a sense. Mm-hmm. Because he gave us those gifts for a reason. He doesn't want us to just sit on it. Mm-hmm. He wants us to actually use it. Like, you know, like, let's say if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Mm-hmm. And he'll give it to someone else. But he gave it to you because there's a person that you are directly tied to so that you can, like, well, that he wants you to use it so that they're able to fulfill his will as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, we can't get caught up in numbers either, because also the Lord will have, like you were saying, he may have someone direct that he wants you to use your gift so they can go ahead and be launched into their ministry, because we don't mm-hmm. know exactly how many people they will reach. But mm-hmm. I think oftentimes as Christians, we get caught up in how many people I can reach. If, mm-hmm. if I'm reaching 10,000 people, and it's like, the Lord may be calling you to one person.
Right.
So we got to get back to that sense of being humble and realize, like, maybe I'm not supposed to speak to the whole world. Maybe I'm supposed to speak to one person. That one person may speak to the
whole world.
Which, you know, still is, you know, tied to me, you know, if you want to be, you know, get a little credit. But I think that's another thing that has kind of gotten us distracted, is that we're in the social media age where you can see everything and everybody wants to be famous. And it's like, it's not even about that. It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what we have to get back to, it being about Jesus, not about us or anything. Like, those things are important, you know, gifts and all that. But it's like, it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus and who he is and what he did. And so once we get to that core, you know, value, that I think we'll be able to reach a lot more people, and more people will want to know about this Jesus mm-hmm. that we claim to have and while we're living our lives. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I think that's why we wanted to start off talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's because, like, he is, that's the tea. Like, if you want the real tea,
yeah,
it's all about him. And mm-hmm. it's so easy to forget that yeah. with all the craziness in mm-hmm. the world. But we gotta make him the center and put him first. Yeah. And, like, he informs everything. Because mm-hmm. without him, it's nothing, you know?
It's nothing. Yeah.
So, that's the tea. The tea is Jesus.
Drink Jesus. Eat Jesus. You know, whatever. That's read the Bible. Whatever it is.
And on that note, that is the end of this podcast. So stay tuned to the next one. Bye.
Bye.